There's a whole litany of neglect in Donegal. Will you commit to ensuring that Donegal will have a rail service that connects us to the rest of the West and the capital in the North into the future so that we can give the people something to hope for?
It's not correct to say that government hasn't invested in transport in Donegal. I referenced the whole Rural Link. Look at the phenomenal investment and the growth in the service. The department, as I said, is reviewing the key programmes and projects in the transport envelope in the context of the National Development Plan and that capital funding envelope, which will include the investment in the rail network. A decision will be made within the available funding in the coming months, but government are prioritising connectivity in Donegal, and the proof is in terms of the rollout of new and enhanced bus services. But I do take the point that Deputy Ward made in terms of the need for further investment, but we are looking at that, Deputy.
Deputy Ward.
You see, Donegal is the only county in the whole of Ireland that removed the rail network, and we are so far behind now that it's going to take billions to get us up to date. Will the lack of infrastructure investment in Donegal be addressed in any way in the budget next week?
I don't want to get into a political back and forth with Deputy Ward because I respect where he's coming from, but the very fact, if you look at the whole local link service, look at the investment in the routes 966, 959, 957, 954, 952, 953, people using local link. If government weren't investing and if government turned its back in Donegal, those routes wouldn't be there.